Jorinda and Jorindel. There was once an old castle that stood in the middle of a deep, gloomy wood, and in the castle lived an old fairy. Now this fairy could take any shape she pleased. All the day long she flew about in the form of an owl, or crept about the country like a cat. But at night, she always became an old woman again. When any young man came within 100 paces of her castle, he became quite fixed and could not move a step till she came and set him free, which she would not do till he had given her his word never to come there again. But when any pretty maiden came within that space, she was changed into a bird, and the fairy put her into a cage and hung her up in the chamber in the castle. There were 700 of these cages hanging in the castle, and all with beautiful birds in them. Now there was once a maiden whose name was Jorinda. She was prettier than all the pretty girls that ever were seen before, and a shepherd lad, whose name was Jorindel, was very fond of her, and they soon were to be married. One day they went to walk in the wood, that they might be alone. And Jorindel said, "We must take care that we don't go too near to the fairy's castle." It was a beautiful evening. The last rays of the setting sun shone bright through the long stems of the trees upon the green underwood beneath, and the turtle doves sang from the tall birches. Jorinda sat down to gaze upon the sun. Jorindel sat by her side, and both felt sad. They knew not why, but it seemed as if they were to be parted from one another forever. They had wandered a long way, and when they looked to see which way they should go home, they found themselves at a loss to know what path to take. The sun was setting fast, and already half of its circle had sunk behind the hill. Jorindel, on a sudden, looked behind him and saw through the bushes that they had, without knowing it, sat down close under the old walls of the castle. Then he shrank for fear, turned pale, and trembled. Jorinda was just singing. The ring dove sang from the willow spray, "Well-a-day, well-a-day." He mourned for the fate of his darling mate, "Well-a-day," when her song stopped suddenly. Jorindel turned to see the reason, and beheld his Jorinda changed into a nightingale, so that her song ended with a mournful jug-jug. An owl with fiery eyes flew 3 times round them, and 3 times screamed, "Tu-hoo! Tu-hoo! Tu-hoo!" Jorindel could not move. He stood fixed as a stone, and could neither weep, nor speak, nor stir hand or foot. And now the sun went quite down. The gloomy night came. The owl flew into a bush, and a moment after, the old fairy came forth, pale and meager, with staring eyes and a nose and a chin that almost met one another. She mumbled something to herself, seized the nightingale, and went away with it in her hand. Poor Jorindel saw the nightingale was gone, but what could he do? He could not speak. He could not move from the spot where he stood. At last the fairy came back and sang with a hoarse voice,
"Till the prisoner is fast and her doom is cast, there stay, oh stay. When the charm is around her and the spell has bound her, hie away, away."